You're listening to Soul Food, an audio podcast with Pastor Godwin Akol-Addo, Penta Traveling Secretary for BA Sector.
Christ in you, thank God for another time and opportunity to come your way with the Word of God. We are trusting the Lord that today He would speak to you, and that what we are going to share with you will resonate in your spirit and in your life, and that you take it and work with it, and the Lord will bless you. Let's go to the Word of God. I'm speaking on a subject matter of planning and preparation. Planning and preparation. God is a God of plans, and God prepares before He undertakes anything that He does. The Bible says, in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Before God created, He made preparations. He planned. He knew what He was about to do. And God didn't just do anything in random, expecting any results. No. The Bible says, God is a God of planning. And so when you read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, the Bible says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He would establish your plans. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He, the Lord, will establish your plans. And so I'm praying for you that this year, as a Christian and as any other person hearing the sound of my voice, you commit to your life that everything you are going to do, you would plan it. You would plan your time with God, that is your devotional life. You would plan a project that you've envisioned to do. Any good thing that you want to accomplish this year, there's the need for you to plan very well and prepare for it. That's why the Bible says the first thing you must do in planning and preparation is to commit them to God in prayer. You see, because success comes from God. So the Bible is saying in the book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3 that commit to the Lord whatever you do. Commit it to the Lord, and He would establish your plans. You see, when you read the book of Nehemiah, one of the books I love so much in the Bible talks about a leader called Nehemiah. And when the Bible says Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem are broken down and that the city is without a defense, the first thing Nehemiah did was to go to God in prayer. He committed turns to God in prayer. He interceded for his nation, cried out to God and said, Lord, you need to come to our aid. And he began the preparation. So listen, yes, Nehemiah wanted to build the wall. God laid it on his heart, but he planned and prepared before he took up those things that God committed to his heart. So one of the first things you must do this year in planning and preparation for anything good that you want to do is that you must commit them to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3 tells us to do that. And then Jesus, in speaking in Luke chapter 14 verse 28, he said that suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? And so the Bible makes us understand that this is planning. This is planning and preparation. You want to put up a project. You want to undertake a certain major amount. You want to marry. You want to get an education. You want to, you know, start a business. You want to start a trade. You want to learn a trade. Any good thing that you want to do, the very first thing you must learn to do and do it very well is to plan and prepare. And planning and preparing starts with God. And so Jesus, in speaking in Luke 28, says, suppose you want to build a tower, you would sit down first and estimate and count the cost and see if you have enough money. Yes, it doesn't mean if you don't have enough money, you can't start. No, but you have enough to start, and as you go along, as you trust the Lord and commit your ways to God, God will provide the resources that we need. In the Bible again, once again, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God promises us a very powerful promise. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So this is God's plan for us. His plan is that He would prosper us. His plan is that He will not make any harm come our way. His plan is that He will give us hope and a future. And so in living life, you must even plan for your future. You must plan for your future in God. The Bible makes us understand that God's plan for you is that He wants you to prosper. If God's plan for me is to make me prosper, then I will commit my ways to Him and I'll trust Him that He will make me succeed in everything that I do. Again, when you go to the Word of God in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, the Bible says, "In their heart, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." So you see that in everything that you are doing, you cannot rely on other people. Do not put your trust in man. The only one you can put your trust in is God. Once you commit yourself to God and put your trust in God, the Bible says, yes, then He would make your plans be established. So the Bible says, "In their heart, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." I am praying that the Lord will establish your steps this year. The Lord will make your steps a successful one, a progressive one, and that whatever you've envisaged and planned and written down, objectives and resolutions that you've written down, may the Lord make them come to pass and succeed. So, beloved, very, very important, you cannot live life without a plan. You cannot live life without preparation and planning and looking into the future. It is very, very important that you do that. Psalm 143 verse 8 says, "Let the morning bring me a word of your unfailing love, for I put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life." This is David speaking, entrusting his life into the hands of God. Some of us, we get up and then we move without any plan, committing anything into the hands of God. And when we hit a wall, we are expecting that God will help us. No, you don't do that. As a Christian, one of the things God expects is that you begin your day with Him. You commit your plans to Him. It is even good to commit your desires and plans to God ahead of time and seek His counsel and seek His face about it before you take a step. So it is very important. It is very good to plan. It is very beneficial to plan. It is very, very productive and important to plan. But if you plan and you prepare without God, then you must expect that the result may not be the best that you are expecting. I'm praying for you that the Lord will open your understanding to the little word that we are sharing with you. And you see, planning has to do with wisdom. Planning also has to do with wisdom. The Bible says that, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So in planning and in preparation, as you commit your ways to God, you must also act in wisdom. And so this is the psalm of David that he is praying to the Lord, that the Lord should teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. May the Lord give you a heart of wisdom this day. As you hear the sound of our voice, may the Lord open your understanding and give you insight into the value and the power of wisdom. Wisdom is very, very critical. Wisdom is very, very critical when we want to plan and do things that will bring glory and honor to the Lord. By failing to prepare, you are also preparing to fail. By failing to prepare, you are also preparing to fail. This was said by Benjamin Franklin, a very renowned statesman in the history of the United States. The Bible also says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding." So, beloved, plan. and do not be wise in your own eyes. Do not be wise in your own eyes. This year, you must understand that planning and preparation is very, very important. If you are a student, you must know that you must plan your studies and you must prepare for class, and that will give you the grade points that you need. You just cannot waste your time and live anyhow. You must live with a purpose and a plan. And so I came to encourage you as you hear the sound of our voice, that may the Lord grant you the grace, the wisdom, the fortitude, and the understanding to walk in wisdom and conduct your life wisely and live by plan and not by haphazardness. You live by discipline and objectives. You don't lead by just anything goes. You must get up every day knowing what you must do. You cannot get up every day and say, today is another day, let's see how the day carries us through. No. Commit your ways to God. Commit your plans to God. Set the objectives that you set. Set them before the Lord in prayer. Trust that the Lord will order your step. He will bring the resources and the people needed to make it come to pass. But the most important thing, beloved, that you must do is that you must plan for your salvation. Plan for your salvation. The reason why I say you must plan for your salvation is that in the Bible talks about Zacchaeus, a tax collector who heard that Jesus was passing through Jericho. And the Bible makes us understand that Zacchaeus intentionally made his mind up that he would see Jesus. This is a man who was hungry for God, who desired for God, whose heart was after God. And when he met Jesus, his life was transformed. Most of us have heard the gospel, but we've not made plans to meet the Christ of the gospel. I am praying that as you hear the sound of our voice, you will not let this year pass by, and that you will make plans to meet God, and God will meet you. And he says he has better plans for your life. Plans to make you succeed, plans to make you prosper. And so give your life to Christ. Give your life to Jesus. Let him be the Lord and master of your life. Let him order your steps and take control of your life. And your life will be a blessing and a testimony. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May God grant you the wisdom to learn how to plan your life and order your steps. It is well with your soul. It is well with your spirit. May the Lord bless you once again till we come your way with another word of God. Amen.
God bless you for listening to that message. Soul Food, an audio podcast, comes your way this and every Tuesday and Friday on anchor.fm/PensaBA. For more inquiries, please contact +233 241 576 507. Stay blessed.